97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello, good morning. I have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. I have some stuff that I'm kind of mad about and stuff that I think is really cool and also some weird stuff. I'll tell you what, I'll start with the
stuff. So it's a typical trend segment then,
yeah. It's just a typical trend segment. What I think is cool is a amendment buried in the 2022 budget bill for Canada contains a special provision specifically stating that Canadian law from this point forward applies to Canadian citizens in space. This is being twisted for, you know, clicks and jokes of just like, oh, astronauts can no longer rob and kill with wild abandon in space. But yeah, it's just like an interesting little thing that someone put forward. It got slid into the budget bill and it went on through. If you are a Canadian citizen, Canadian law now applies to you no matter where you are on Earth or beyond.
You still have to pay your taxes, Elon.
You don't get to just hang out in space. But yeah, I thought that was an interesting little thing.
We laugh about that now. That's going to be real relevant 80 years from now when Canada is the only functioning government left because they thought to do this now.
Canada and New Zealand will be the two that are still hanging on. Relating to New Zealand, next door in Australia, there is a restaurant that is embattled. It looks like it's not exactly legal to be open during hours where you have not notified your local government you will be open in Sydney. Which I guess for a city, it sort of makes sense that there's very restrictive laws on food service, but whatever.
Is this a COVID thing or is this an in general
thing? This is an in general thing. And there is one man who runs a kebab shop that's been opening up until like 3 a.m. because it's on the way home, like the walk home from several bars. And that specific kebab shop has been issued notice. You got to stop doing this. We're going to close you down. We're going to hit you with fines, et cetera, et cetera. And it's led to a larger battle about late night food service in Sydney, which I think is interesting. And I think it's something that is worth fighting for as someone that spent a non-zero amount of time in New York City and really needed that 2 a.m. like halal cart. That is entirely something that you should fight for.
Right.
Fight for the 3 a.m. kebab, Sydney. I believe in you. You can win.
What is the argument against the 3 a.m. kebab?
That it, like, encourages raucous behavior and is a general disturbance and people will be on the streets longer than they need to be instead of efficiently going home, getting rides, and stop being drunk in public places.
Guess you could make that argument. I always thought the late night food was a calmer. Like that was like a cool down after the party.
Oh, totally. Like, yeah. Like I'm not raging anymore. I'm putting this food in my face because it is what my body requires the most.
I think anyone who attacks 3 a.m. halal carts should have their opinions skewered.
Skewered entirely. Disregard. Charred. I'm really struggling to come up with some segues on that. I tell you what, you can choose the topic for our final segment. I have being
all
mad.
All of these are things that anger Victor Lewis.
Yeah. So I have being mad at the Spotify CEO, and I've got some McDonald's fries in a wall forever.
I want McDonald's fries on a wall forever.
So an Illinois family was doing some home renovations just south of the Wisconsin state line. It's like a town that's sort of in between the two states. They knocked out a wall, and there were McDonald's fries in there that can be dated, roughly, because of the packaging on the burger wrappers and the fries. These fries are roughly 50 to 60 years old. About 63 at the outside. They look exactly the same.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Which is really the news hit here. The pictures are the most important thing, what people are saying about how the fries look. But yeah, they were replacing parts of their bathroom. They tore out like a 4x6 inch section of the wall, and then wrapped up inside a towel was McDonald's fries and some burger wrappers.
That is some kid science experiment.
Right,
finally come to fruition.
Why did you put food in the wall, kid? And now it makes me think of like the
to
wall
see
spaces
what would
in
happen.
My, well, nothing. Nothing is the answer. Nothing happened to those McDonald's fries.
So now you're wondering about what's behind your walls. You should get Ren to drill behind the walls.
I mean, we're still embattled in when we're going to drill behind the walls.
You could find anything back there. McDonald's fries. The fact that the fries didn't decay at all, like, that shouldn't be news because Morgan Spurlock did that in Super Size Me. Remember at the very end of the movie, like, he put a whole bunch of just, like, different foodstuffs, McDonald's products and other things and measured how fast they decay. It was the fries that just, like, kept
They looked exactly forever, the same right? for a long period of time. I feel like that's an exhibit in some museums, too. I feel like I've seen, like, a plastic box, like an acrylic thing with some fries in the middle. But, like, these fries are actually 5 years old. But, yeah, we're really breaking records here with wall fries. It's a flat 60 years old. 6 decades worth of cold fries from McDonald's.